The Industrial Society presents you with a case study in the series Human Problems at Work, entitled The New Boy.
Where do we pick up the new boy, Charlie?
Not much good, is he? We do seem to get him, don't we? Kids are hopeless nowadays.
I'm that new boy. My name's Tom Kirby, and I'm fed up. Everyone said work was going to be much better than school. Well, everyone was wrong. School was jolly fine, swimming and all that. Even classes weren't bad when old Johnny Banks took you. He made them kind of interesting and helped you if you got stuck. But this place, no one's got time to tell you anything. It was awful from the very beginning. When I first came up from the school, I saw the foreman, Mr. Anderson, and he said he thought I'd do if I worked hard, and he told me I'd learn a machine. He was quite kind, really. But well, I've only seen him in the distance since I come here a week ago. The day I started, it was awful. I had to wait an hour out there and just sitting, and everyone kept staring at me. Well, at last, Mr. Richardson, the charge hand, saw me for a few minutes. But he said he had to be at a production meeting or something, and he asked a man called Bill, Mr. Greenwood, really, to show me what to do.
Show him some simple process, Bill, on the machine. Then if I'm not back, let him sort out some rejects. And tidy up, of course, and help Sam.
Well, now, young man, I can't show you right away. This is a real rush job I'm on. You just watch me for this morning and see what I do. And Fred's sure to be back this afternoon.
All that afternoon I swept up rubbish, because Fred, I mean Mr. Richardson, wasn't back. I called him Fred yesterday and he told me off. But everyone else does, so how was I to know? Also, of course, I had to help Sam. Sam turned out to be one of the labourers who moves things about all the time. He looked about 100 years old. That first lunchtime, I didn't know where to go. There was a whistle and people come from all over the place and rushed downstairs. I joined on the end, but when I got to the canteen, all the tables seemed full up. I felt terrible. I didn't know what to do, really. They promised me an overall, but they didn't give it to me till Tuesday, so everyone was looking at me all the time. I felt silly without one. And I got a terrific great oil mark on my coat. Mum wasn't half mad. Well, Tuesday, just as they were going to show me how to use a machine, one of the big machines went wrong. And as there was another awful rush job on, Mr. Richardson told one of the machine setters to give me something else to do. He was called Mr. Murphy.
Look, laddie, I'll be with you a bit later. I've got to get those other machines reset now. The big fella's gone wrong. Go and help Sam move the boxes.
So I went and told Sam again. The day seemed so long. Wednesday, there was some trouble about time or bonus or something, and Mr. Richardson was all over the place. So I went on sorting millions of rejects. At the end of the day, they actually showed me how a machine works. Thursday was the day everything went wrong. I got up late and got told off when Mr. Richardson saw me coming in. I couldn't help it. I can't get used to getting up early. 7:45's a terrible time to leave home every morning. After lunch, I was hanging about waiting for something to do, and I was just happening to kick a ball of paper around when Mr. Richardson caught me and blew me up.
Can't you find something to do, young fellow? You're not paid to skylark. You're at work now, not at school.
So we went inside and he told Mr. Greenwood to give me a machine to clean. So I started on it, but even that was wrong.
Aye, not while it's running. You'll get your fingers cut off. Haven't you got any sense, boy?
Gosh, I wish it was knocking off time. I wonder where you have to go to get your money, or if they bring it round. Actually, I don't see why they gave me a job here if they've never got time to show me what to do properly. My friend Jim's got a smashing job on a machine. I wonder if my dad had let me leave this place and get a job at Jim's firm. I think I'll ask him tonight.
Now, what went wrong with Tom's first week? How would you have dealt with it?